Steve and Ted in the Morning Now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 8:30 here on a Thursday morning. Michigan today becomes the latest state to legalize recreational marijuana.
Now that recreational marijuana is officially legal, what does that entail? It means adults 21 and older can grow and possess marijuana at home, but no more than 12 plants. As far as buying weed is concerned, that will still be illegal for now. The issue there concerns specifics on how to license sales, which may not be resolved before 2020. So the question becomes, if recreational weed is legal, how does one get it? Advocates who pushed for legalization say the easiest way is for someone to simply give it to you. But the law says no more than 2.5 ounces can legally change hands. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Shots fired in a car chase. It began in Topeka and ended in Lawrence early yesterday. According to a release from the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office, dispatchers were called from a motorist who was being chased and shot at by someone in a white car. Douglas County Sheriff and Lawrence Police located the vehicles on K-10 Highway in Lawrence, where they were able to get them stopped and into custody. The gun was recovered from the shooter's car. Bullet holes could be seen in the back of the victim's vehicle. No one was hurt. The parties are both juveniles, so no names were released.
The chairman of the Sedgwick County Commission says he's growing concerned about the county's lack of planning for the building of potential wind farms in the county.
Commission Chairman David Dennis said when he heard Reno County might be building wind farms along its border with Sedgwick County, he started looking into the issue. Dennis said he grew concerned when he started hearing from constituents.
There's a ton of different issues that are involved, and I'm not sure that Sedgwick County is even prepared at this point in time if a wind farm decided that they wanted to come into Sedgwick County.
Dennis said he discovered there are already 3 leases in the county on land where wind farms could be built. The issues surrounding wind farms will be discussed at a later time. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
Wichita police have released more information about a fatal accident Monday night in West Wichita.
Wichita police released the name of a woman killed in a fatal accident in southwest Wichita Monday evening. They say a 2016 Dodge truck driven by a 55-year-old man was traveling northbound on Mays Road near Pawnee at a high rate of speed when it rear-ended a Hyundai Sonata driven by 30-year-old Alyssa Warrens Branson. The collision pushed the Hyundai 150 feet and caused the truck to flip onto its roof. Warrens Branson died at the scene. The 55-year-old man may have suffered a medical condition that contributed to the accident. The investigation is being turned over to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
The OPEC cartel of oil-producing nations is meeting in Austria, with the event being closely watched in Washington.
OPEC's 15 member states meeting to fix production levels for 2019, with the group's unofficial leader, Saudi Arabia, mulling a cut to shore up falling prices. President Trump wants oil supply to remain steady. Analysts say Saudi officials must balance their wishes for increased oil revenues with the desire to keep the Trump administration on side in other areas, not least the investigation into the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Much colder air has moved into south-central Kansas, and that's going to keep our high temperature near 34 with a gusty northeast wind. Cloudy and 19 for the low tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 35, and flurries begin after midnight Friday, and then Saturday, a good chance of snow with a high 32. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 35 degrees, and a gusty north wind gusting up to 28 miles per hour. 8:34, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. It's that time of the day entertainment news, the blur with Ted Woodward. Ted,
let's take a look at the top Twitter subjects of the year.
The Twitter sports account revealed the most tweeted about athletes for the year 2018. Coming in at number one is the newly acquired Los Angeles Laker, LeBron James, followed by Colin Kaepernick, then Kobe Bryant, Kyrie Irving, and Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. As far as the top tweeted celebrities go for 2018, coming in at number one is the K-pop band BTS, followed by LeBron James. Kanye West had quite the 2018, so he comes in at number three, followed by Drake, while Ariana Grande, who made lots of headlines with her called-off engagement with Pete Davidson, comes in at number six. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
Any thoughts, Steve McIntosh?
Called-off engagement to Pete Davidson. It broke my heart. It would even more if I knew who they were.
Well, the Twitterverse was all...
Oh, yeah. All of Twitter.
One that speaking
It was a Twitter.
Speaking of social media, very good. A celebrity says she'll stay offline for a while. She got negative backlash over a GoFundMe page.
Modern Family actress Sarah Hyland announcing she's taking a break from social media. The 28-year-old distancing herself from online bullies following negative comments about her cousin's death. 14-year-old Trevor Kanaday was killed by an alleged drunk driver over the weekend. Hyland sharing a GoFundMe page to help her family with funeral expenses, but her post was met with some social media hate. The actress later tweeting, quote, "You guys finally did it. Your horrible, negative, ignorant words have broken me. Happy staying offline for a while." Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Oh, yeah. They're out there.
Oh, yeah, and they'll let you know. The XFL unveiling the cities and venues housing the inaugural 8 teams in the Football League's reboot.
8 cities for 8 teams ahead of the XFL's kickoff in 2020.
New York, Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, St. Louis, Seattle, Tampa Bay, and Washington, D.C. Our lineup when we kick off in February of 2020.
XFL Commissioner Oliver Luck delivering the announcement there Wednesday at MetLife Stadium, which will house the New York franchise. Among the cities and venues of note, St. Louis, which lost their NFL team when the Rams moved back to Los Angeles. Their XFL team will take over the vacant former venue, the Dome at America's Center. LA's XFL team will play at the StubHub Center, currently home of the Chargers. The Chargers awaiting construction to be completed on a shared stadium with the Rams in Englewood, California. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Always room for more football. The Conners, the ratings for that sitcom falling to the lowest point since its debut.
The Voice topped Tuesday night ratings, besting the barely breathing ABC Roseanne reboot The Conners for the second time in a head-to-head battle at 8 p.m. The spinoff has been slowly spiraling downward ever since its premiere this season, which topped out at 10.5 million viewers. The ABC series also hit a new low in its demo, 18 to 49, and in total viewers at 6.6 million. Meanwhile, its predecessor, Roseanne, premiered to 18.45 million, and that number only grew to 27.26, tallying the plus 7 streaming numbers. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
PETA wants to make a change about what is acceptable when using animal idioms.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals tweeting out, just as it became unacceptable to use racist, homophobic, or ableist language, phrases that trivialize cruelty to animals will vanish as more people begin to appreciate animals for who they are. PETA then went on to tweet out an image of a chart that gives such suggestions as, instead of saying, kill two birds with one stone, they want you to say, feed two birds with one scone. Or instead of saying that someone is going to be a guinea pig for a situation, PETA suggests saying someone is going to be the test tube instead. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
All right.
Speaking of football leagues, have you been following the Austin Acoustic or the Chicago Bliss? Or the Seattle Mist?
What is that?
Lingerie football.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we see, we talked about the fact that there's always room for more football,
well,
and the lingerie league is one of them.
Looks like there's room for that.
Oh, yeah. Def Leppard has a new compilation. He's already bookmarked that site. Def Leppard has a new compilation with a new unexpected cover song.
The Depeche Mode song, Personal Jesus, has a new rock and roll feel to it now that British rockers Def Leppard have got their hands on the tune. Def Leppard have premiered the official video of their cover, which appears on their new Greatest Hits compilation, The Story So Far, The Best Of. The cover may feel a little surprising, but guitarist Phil Collin explained in a recent podcast that they liked the song because of its memorable groove and melody, which reminded him of some of their own songs. Let's Get Rocked is also on the Greatest Hits. Colin recently recounted how weird it felt to release the upbeat tune in the early 90s when grunge was dominating.
It got a little bit darker and everything like that, but we still had this album, and especially this song, almost a bit silly. It came out, our fans loved it.
So fans can get a nice little mix of mod and rock with this new release. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
Fox is giving a nostalgic gift to fans of The Simpsons for Christmas.
Fox is about to drop a little gift into your stocking for the holidays with the 30th anniversary rebroadcast of the classic episode Simpsons Roasting on an Open Fire. The 1989 Christmas special featured the introduction of...
What are the odds on Santa's Little Helper?
99 to 1.
Whoa!
Santa's Little Helper. It also happens to be the Simpson family's very first full-length episode that airs December 23rd. But if you want some more, Fox is also handing out some early Yuletide fun December 9th with a 2018 holiday episode, Tis the 30th Season, featuring a guest appearance by Jane Lynch. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
That original episode, Ding Dang Funny, that's coming up later this month.
All right.
I am going to be in a production of It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, it sure is.
Going on in Wichita, not this weekend, but next weekend, the 14th, 15th, and 16th. It's going to be at the Wichita Center for Performing Arts, 9100 block of East Central. And if you want tickets, you can go online to ticketfly.com. It's a retelling of It's a Wonderful Life, performed as a live radio play. So
sounds great.
Yeah, got a nice little cast, and it's perfect for this time of year. It's a Wonderful Life, so hope to see you there. The 14th, 15th, 16th at the Wichita Center for Performing Arts.
Who gets to play Clarence?
Our friend Dan Campbell.
He's doing Clarence Oddbody?
Yeah.
I envy him. That's a good role.
And I'm his superior of the head angel, Joseph.
You are?
Yeah.
Is that all you get to do? Because that's not big.
And I'm the radio announcer.
Oh, you get to that. Okay,
yes.
Good.
So, yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. And hope to see some listeners there on the 14th, 15th, 16th. 40 years ago on this day, we were right on the verge of technology. 700 homes in the Riverside neighborhood were going to be the first in Wichita to be offered cable TV by Air Capital Cablevision.
Ah, Air Capital.
Yeah.
All right.
Remember that?
Yeah. You get it for about $8 a month.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cable TV, 40 years ago, was just breaking into Wichita, and the Riverside neighborhood was the first to get it.
How about that? Very progressive area.
How about that? Yeah.
Sure.
Downtown Wichita this morning, grand opening of the new Cargill building.
Yeah.
It'll be a nice,
beautiful new building.
A lot of fanfare downtown this morning for that. We do note a passing today. Roy Orbison died 30 years ago on this day.
Roy the Boy.
He was only 52. Died of a heart attack. Guy that put out a lot of great music in his
song called Crying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great song.
Dreams. It's a good song here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
It's kind of sad that Roy, you know, had his day, and then he really hit the skids where the music industry kind of kicked him aside. And then, all of a sudden, he was hot again.
Rebirth.
He was really hitting it big, and then he died right when that was happening.
Timing is everything, Tim.
I know. Poor Roy Orbison. We remember him, and he left a great legacy of music. He died 30 years ago today. Well, let's finish up with the Late Late Show, CBS, with James Corden.
A man in Pennsylvania recently received a call from an amusement park saying workers found the wallet that he lost on a roller coaster 4 years ago. Yeah, 4 years. It's comforting to know that amusement parks do roller coaster maintenance exactly once every 4 years. It's wonderful.
Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our friends at Pizza John's
in Derby.
Here's their website. Maybe you want to go check them out. Check out their menu online. PizzaJohnsDerby.com. They'll get you fixed up. Tasty pizza. Man, love going to Pizza John's. A picture of Steve and Ted right there on the wall. At 208 South Baltimore off of K-15, Pizza John's in Derby.
844 now. Keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal update. Billionaire Phil Ruffin has a new casino. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.